following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. We are so excited to be here on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday.
What? It's not beautiful outside.
Did you wake up on the right side of the ground?
Then
it's a beautiful day.
I do. And I want to welcome you back.
Wait, what color am I wearing?
Yellow.
To do what?
What does that mean?
To perk things up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everybody gets overdressed and they wear dark clothes.
I want to welcome you back because we missed you last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were with your brand new baby.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell everybody about your grandbaby.
Well, first of all, as every proud grandparent says, he's the cutest one that exists, right? He really is so adorable. His name is Jack, and he was born last Friday, and he weighed 8 pounds exactly, was born at 3 o'clock exactly, so he's all about being on the dot, and he's just really sweet. He's got a great temperament, and I'm already madly in love with him.
Well, okay.
And I didn't expect that to happen so quickly.
Well, you just bonded right away,
didn't
you?
I bonded right away. Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yes.
All right.
We're glad to have little Jack here.
Yeah.
It's our first grandson.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's right, because you have two other granddaughters, and I just had my first granddaughter a month ago.
Yes. Miss Tess.
Yes. My daughter made fun of me yesterday.
She did. That was so funny.
Because I went over there to see her and gave her time to go and take a shower while I was go visiting, and Tess was laying on my chest, and she fell asleep on my chest. And so what did I do?
You fell asleep.
I fell asleep with her on my chest, and my daughter came in and came back into the living room, and she took a picture.
She did, and sent it to me. She goes, look what I found when I came out of the shower. I said, I guess I better run over and watch both of them.
Well, it's okay. We were, well grounded there.
I know you were.
Anyway, well, welcome everybody to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. By the way, Angela is going to be on two radio shows today.
That's correct.
She has been invited to be a special guest host on I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay tonight from 6 to 9. So all of you listeners need to tune in and hear Bill Hay and Angela Walker on I'm Speaking Plainly.
Yes.
But for the meantime, here we are this morning on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. We're your problem-solving realtors. We come to you every Saturday morning. We're now in our 8th year giving advice about what's going on locally. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And, there's so many things going on locally. People ask us, how's the market? Oh, my gosh. And we talked a couple of weeks ago about, how is it? Well, it depends on, tell us about your house. But really, things are great. So many new houses are coming on the market.
It's
people
that time
are
of year.
Buying. Yeah. People are listing. The interest rates are doing great. I mean, things are really hopping. And we're going to talk more about that. But we have a contest today, too.
What's that?
All right. Well, Hong Kong, which is not local. But we're getting to more local. Hong Kong just came out as the most expensive city in the world to live. And how they determine that is they look at the median house price and they multiply that times the median household income.
Okay.
All right. So that's the most expensive place in the world. Four cities in the United States made the top 10. Guess which is the most expensive in the United States. And that's how they base it. Median home price multiplied times median household income.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I just looked at the answer, and I did not get it right.
Okay.
I rarely get these right.
Well,
I always think they're the obvious choices, and this one is not the obvious choice.
Well, you know, we'll see.
Uh-huh.
We'll see.
Okay.
So call us with your guess, and what's the number, Angela?
222-TALK-TO-ME. You have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255, and of course that's area code 904.
Yeah, and we know what the answer isn't. It is not right here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, no, because housing here is very affordable.
Very, very affordable. That's why so many people come here to live.
Absolutely.
Because of the affordability and because of the beautiful sunshine, although we're not seeing it today.
Well, but think about how mild our winters are. So people trying to escape the northern storms, this is a beautiful place to be, even in our little dark, cloudy day.
Yeah, 80 degrees yesterday, 80 degrees tomorrow. I am loving it.
But 60 degrees today.
You know what? 60 is fine when you compare that to, you know what, last week it was negative in most of the country.
Right.
You know, negative. That's below freezing. All right.
Yes.
Hey, tell us what happened this week here in Northeast Florida.
Well, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 638 offers got accepted. That number is actually up 13%. 775 new homes came on the market, and that number is up 31%. Think about that.
Week after week, 31%. Wow.
Yes. 172 of that 775, they're already under contract. So 52 of which went under contract on the very first day. And 397 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say,
congratulations. Yes.
Yes. So you know what I would say when I look at these numbers and how up they are?
Tell me.
If you're a seller and you're thinking about selling your house and you think you need to wait till March, you don't. There are buyers in the marketplace. In fact, one of the houses we listed this week got three offers. So this is a very busy time. I think there's more buyers right now than there are inventory. And so if you're thinking of selling, do it now. Get a little nudge before, you know, because people usually start around Easter. So get a jump on the competition and list now.
Yeah, there's so much less inventory now than there is in April, May, and June.
Right.
So, and there are buyers now.
There are buyers.
So why wait when there's competition, when there's, you know, three times as many houses on the market?
Yes. Yes, it's a good time to sell.
Yeah. You know what we missed doing last week is Christine was here. Christine with a K, who gives such great mortgage information. She has great number of products available.
She does.
Other than just cookie cutter 30-year mortgage for people that have great credit. Oh, my goodness. You know what we didn't do last week because we didn't have time? The high and low sales for the month of January. So we're going to talk about that when we get back from our first break. But we have a break coming up in just a moment.
You want me to do the interest rates?
Yeah, let's do the interest rate. Go right ahead.
Well, the 30-year rate, it actually fell this week 0.04% to 4.41%. And the 15-year rate, it fell 0.05% to 3.84%. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate also fell 0.05% to 4.13%. These rates are all down. If you're thinking about buying, buy now.
Wait a minute.
What do you think is going
to
happen?
A 10-month low.
Yeah, but what do you think is going to happen when the market really heats up in March and April and May and June? Rates are going up because demand for rates will go up.
Well, and prices are supposed to go up between 4 and 5% this year here in the metropolitan area. So rates are expected to go up. Prices are expected to go up. Oh, my goodness.
It's time to
Real estate is
time
hot, to sell. Hot.
Yes,
oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So when we come back after the break, we're going to do the high and low sales for the month and some interesting stuff.
Stuff? Okay.
You're going to hear about it. We're going to answer your questions again at 222-8255.
Yes.
We want people guessing with the contest. What is the most expensive place to live here in the United States? Where is it? Is it New York? Is it Los Angeles? Is it Miami? Where is it? Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com. It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChemScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this beautiful Saturday morning, even though the sun's not out.
You're not in your hyped up stuff.
Oh, because going. You made me mad during the commercial, and I can't get over it yet. So let's talk to Mike, because he'll make me happy.
Well, good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
How are you, Mike?
Doing okay.
Good.
Congratulations to you, Angela.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Mike. See, he's making me happy already, Howard. He's already making me forget how mad you made me on the commercial break.
Oh, my goodness. Help me out, Mike.
You got a guess for us?
I do. Now, being a former New Yorker, I should say New York City, but I won't. I'm going to say San Francisco.
San Francisco. That's a really good guess, and that came in third out of fourth in the United States.
All right, I'll take it.
All right. Yeah. So that was a really good guess.
That was a good guess.
But all right,
see,
I'll
gave
listening.
You a, I gave you a good clue, right? Because I said it's not the obvious choices. And that's
correct.
Why you didn't say New York City. So I'm helping
exactly.
you out. That's right. I'm on your side, Mike.
Oh, and I'm always on your side, too, Angela.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Enjoy the show. I certainly enjoyed the show very much.
Oh,
well, thanks for
Mike.
Listening. We appreciate it.
See, he's
right.
making
have
me
a great,
smile.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. You
too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, so we gave a hint, too, that it's not New York City.
No, well, I said it's not the obvious choices. There's
yeah.
other obvious choices.
Well, perhaps.
Besides New York City, and it's none of them.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
It's slightly obscure.
All right, let's talk about the highs and lows for the month of January. There were 13 homes that sold for over $1 million in January. Two of them were on the ocean. One was on the river. Six of them were on water other than the river and the ocean. And seven of the 13, the people paid cash for. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to write a check? And just buy a $1 million property. You could do that, right, Angela?
No.
be a bad check, but you could write a check for $1 million.
Oh, you are just so embarrassing. Thank you.
Well, the highest price one sold for $3,650,000. It was oceanfront, but interestingly, it was a really small lot. It was only 50 feet wide on the ocean. 4-bedroom, 4.5-bath, 4,900 square feet, and it was in Jack's Beach. It was one of those really narrow lots in Jack's Beach. It was on the market for 161 days, had a 2-car garage. Now, the lower level, it was a 3-level one. The lower level only had a garage and an elevator to go up to the top 2 floors.
I think that's smart.
Yeah. So they don't have to worry about water
flooding as much,
right?
Right.
And no pool. You know, if I'm going to spend $3.6 million, I want a pool. I don't care if it's only 50 feet wide of the lot. I want a pool.
God gave them a big old pool.
No, it's different.
Oh, right. It is different. It's a lot of fun, and it has fish playing around in it and waves that happen, and it's a little salty, and it's great for your skin.
Well, wait a minute.
That's the best pool there is.
The kind of water I want is I want to get on a float, get in a pool, maybe even fall asleep and just relax. You can't do that in the ocean.
You could.
Well, you could.
You shouldn't.
The time you wake up, you'll be 3 miles down the beach. I don't want to do that.
Hmm.
So if anybody out there finds a $3.6 million property and they're looking for me, I want a pool. The problem is I won't be able to pay for it because I can't afford a $3.6 million property.
So it'd be wasting your time. So don't anyone look for him. Plus, he's a realtor. He'd be looking for himself.
That's right. Now, on the low side, if $3.6 million is a little bit high, you could have purchased for $7,000, a little bit cheaper place, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, built in 1909. Now, this was on the market for 78 days, paid cash. With a 180-degree view. Now, normally a 180-degree view means you can see left and you can see right. This 180-degree view was a little bit different. You could see up, looking right through the roof, and you could see down, looking right through the floorboards, down to the dirt.
Oh, yep. My God, Howard.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
It was built off ground. And a lot of the floor
was missing.
So this was really a tear down. But, you know, for a lot, $7,000, not too bad.
It depends on where it's located.
That's true.
Do you remember where it was?
Not in the place I want to live.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about that. For condos, there was only one property that sold for $1 million, $1,065,000 at the Serenata Beach Club, also oceanfront. 2,500 square feet, 4-bedroom, 3-bath. It was on the market for a long period of time, 170 days. Now, interestingly enough, you know, Serenata, in its day, back before 2006, when you know they had the bust in real estate, it sold for $1.6
million. Wow.
But now it sold for $1,065,000. Serenata is a beautiful, beautiful community.
It is gorgeous.
And
yep.
South of Punta Vedra. Somebody bought it at the height of the market, and but now got a great deal at $1.65 million. Now, on the low end for condos, this is an interesting one. It sold for $19,000. A 1-bedroom, 1-bath. Now, this was actually a deal because there was nothing wrong with it. But it had an interesting description because it said that the fee, the condo fee, was high right now, but it's going down. Now, tell everybody why that could possibly happen.
A special assessment.
That's right. It was $500 a month, but only until 2020. When it goes back down to $250 because they were putting new roofs on the entire place. So that would be a great investment property, $19,000 for a condo. You could keep it and use it yourself or rent it out to somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So that was the low. It was a 1-bedroom, 1-bath, $19,000. Great for a college
student.
Was
there more of them there?
Not for sale.
Okay.
All right.
Because you know someone's going to call, because that would be a really good deal.
It would. It started out at $24,900, sold for $19,000.
That's great.
You know, but that would pay for the difference, pays for the increase of $250 a month while it was on the market. We've got Derek on the line. Good morning, Derek.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. I wanted to take a guess at the most expensive place in America to live.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go with all those Silicon Valley billionaires and say San Jose, California.
Ooh, you got it right.
You got it. That is it.
Yay. I remember reading that a while ago. Yeah.
Yep, that came out just this week, and that is it. The other one, and by the way, it was 9.4 times. So if you make $100,000, that means it would cost $1 million to purchase property. That's how it's determined, you know, the cost of living.
It's almost 10 times, is what you're saying.
It's a little more than 9 times as much to live than the median income.
Wow.
That's a lot.
I won't be moving there.
Now,
how about you, Derek? You going to move there?
Yeah.
No, thank you. I think $1 million gets you about 800 square feet.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's the median income, and I don't know if that's what it costs to live there. By the way, just by comparison, Hong Kong is 21 times the median price to buy times the median income.
Wow. That's really expensive.
Yeah. Number two, by the way, was Los Angeles. Number three was San Francisco. Number four was Honolulu.
Mm. So, Derek, while we have you on the phone, do you have any real estate questions?
You've already answered my question about what you think rates are going to do. You do think there's going to be upward pressure on rates in the months to come?
Yes. We happen to be at a 10-month low, but it's not going to stay that way. As soon as activity starts in the marketplace, you know, that crazy activity which happens every spring, then you're going to see rates go up because they can.
All right. Well, that was going to be my question, so thank you for answering it.
Well, you're welcome. Do you need to buy a house?
No, I'm going to be selling a home.
Well, we want to help you. That's what we do. That's what we do better than anybody. Call us and let us help you.
I'll do that.
Okay, I'm going to put you back to the producer so he can get your address so we can send you your prize. Okay?
Would you like a Publix gift card or a little tracking device?
I'll take the Publix gift card.
Okay.
There you go. That's what I think, too.
All
Howard
right.
loves his tracking device. I love Publix.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, and we're glad that you're listening, and we will get you that... Go back to Alan, our producer. He will get you the mailing address to send that to you.
How about that?
All right. Well, we've got about a minute left in this segment. We've got more things to talk about today.
Yes.
Right, Angela?
Yes. I think, are you sure we have a minute? Yeah, okay.
We have a minute left.
So I don't want to get into the other thing that I was going to talk about. So let's just talk in general. So here's what I was thinking. I found a great solution recently to a problem. So when somebody wants to sell their house and they put it on the market and the house they want to buy gets sold to somebody else, then they're panicking because they got all these offers to sell their home, right? To purchase their home, but they have nowhere to go. So you got to be smart and think outside the box. And the think outside the box solution for today is to find a buyer who's in a lease that doesn't need to sell right away, that can close in, say, 3 or 4 months, which gives this seller time to go find something else, and then they both get what they need.
Wow.
So that's our solution for the day. The other thing I want to say, if anybody wants to call me today, I do not have my phone. You have to call Howard.
687-8161.
Right.
You left your phone at home.
I did.
No.
Which is so weird. I, you know, feel bad.
Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about sometimes we have to give difficult information to sellers, just like sometimes doctors have to give difficult information to their patients. We're going to talk about that when we come back after the break. And we're going to answer your questions, too, at 222-8255. So stay with us. We will be right back.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB. With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A second woman has now accused Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault, saying the Democrat assaulted her 19 years ago while they were both students at Duke University. A lawyer representing 39-year-old Meredith Watson issued a statement on Friday alleging that Fairfax had carried out what the attorney described as a premeditated and aggressive attack back in the year 2000. Winter storm has been pounding Washington State, forcing a cancellation of 200 flights in Seattle as officials work to get people off the streets and into shelters during the nation's latest bout with winter weather. In California, more than 120 visitors and staff members had to be rescued after being snowbound in a Sierra Nevada resort for 5 days. Elsewhere, more than 148,000 customers were without electricity in Michigan following days of freezing rain. This is SRN News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-B-I-B-L-E. 877-64-BIBLE.
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. We are J. David Tax Law, a local firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to IRS protection is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. Call today for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
This is the Savage Nation.
Talking about Avenatti, I've never seen a lawyer get away with this. As Cohen is being sentenced, this dirty rat gives a press conference saying Trump is next. The legal profession was never developed for people like Avenatti, in my estimation. You think Jerry Nadler's any different than Cohen? They're all cut from the same pickle. You ought to thank God they didn't become judges. In Nadler's case, he went higher than a judge. He became a congressman. Can you imagine that?
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Roads are pretty much back to normal. No delays at the moment. As for the weather, going to be cloudy this Saturday. Windy, high 61. Going to be cloudy and breezy tonight. 20% chance of showers, a low of 56. And then Sunday through about Monday, 30% chance of rain and cloudy with a high tomorrow 66. Low tomorrow night 61 and up to 77 Monday. Still hanging in 60 degrees at AM 600. WBOB.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Now I'm laughing because Howard is talking during the break and Siri started answering him. And I'm thinking Siri's going to talk during the show.
That is really strange because I didn't push the button.
It's very funny, though. So we needed something funny anyway. Yes. Welcome back, everyone. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
Well, just before the break, we said sometimes we have to give difficult information to sellers. And just like physicians sometimes have to give difficult news to their patients,
yes.
Realtors have to give bad healthiness news to their sellers about their homes.
Ah.
Fortunately, the disease about their homes, it's actually curable.
Sure.
You know what that disease is, Angela, don't you?
Oh, I sure do, Howard. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's called nose blindness.
Nose blindness?
Isn't that a funny word?
Go ahead.
Yes. You can't smell odors in your own home because you live with the odors all the time and are therefore used to them. It could be a pet odor, cat litter box, smoke odors, cooking odors, dirty laundry odors, sneaker odors, anything.
You know, all of these are really flexible. They're nothing to be
You mean fixable?
Yes, they're all fixable. They are nothing to be embarrassed about. And when we tell you, but the important thing is that Angela and I will tell you, because usually your potential buyers, they would just scratch the home off your list of potential homes to buy.
Yes, because sometimes when people go into homes and it has an odor, they just can't get over it. And I'm thinking, okay, it's going to move when those people get out. You know, the odor won't be there anymore, unless it's one odor. Do you know which odor would stay even after the people left?
Smoke.
Mold.
Mold and smoke.
Mold and smoke.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. You need to choose a realtor who would talk to you about your nose blindedness.
Yeah.
Yes.
So does your home have nose blindness? I'm not asking you, Angela. Oh, I'm asking our listeners that.
Mine did this week.
It did.
Oh, it was nasty.
You cooked fish.
It was sockeye salmon. And that's the second time I bought it. And it is so strong, it's not coming back in my house again.
But that goes away after a while. Some of these other odors kind of tend to stay there.
Yeah, but fish is awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Febreze is your friend.
Can be.
Yeah.
Change. You have to remember, if you spray Febreze on something, it can have a problem with the color fastness of the article, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but we will tell you if there is a problem. In fact, we had we get feedback from customers that look at your house. And one of them this past week went into a home that is mostly vacant. There were some pieces of furniture in there, and some of the furniture was old, and the people in the house the people weren't living there, but the potential buyers thought that the smell was from the furniture, and it turned them off.
It did. So they didn't buy the house.
They wrote it on the feedback that the house smelled.
Now, if I was their realtor, I would say, the furniture is not going to stay when you buy the house. And it is the furniture causing this odor. It is the rug or the furniture, you know, whatever it was. And remind them, it doesn't stay.
Yes. Yeah. But that is a big turnoff for people.
Yes.
So that's why we are going to tell you, and any good realtor should tell you, if there is some particular odor in the house.
Yes, so you can air out your house. You can put those little plug-ins all over the house.
And not too many. Not too many, because that in itself could be overpowering.
Well, and they're, especially now, they're oil-based, so I think they are overpowering when you start. You have to make sure you put on the really low setting. But it is, like, lavender is very relaxing when you come in a home. You could do vanilla, which tends to remind people of home, of, like, cooking. There's some really great flavors or smells that are appealing to the masses. So those are two of them. Clean linen is another one.
Yeah.
That people like.
Yeah.
But don't get something really weird, because it won't please the most amount of people.
Okay. All right. How about a quick landlord and tenant tip of the week? You know, if you're a landlord and your tenant moves out and doesn't pay the electric and water bill, you don't have to automatically go back and pay that to bring it current. There's a law in effect in the state of Florida, doesn't apply in other states necessarily, but you as the landlord are not responsible for your tenants' back payments for electricity and water. So you don't have to automatically go back and pay that.
Now that's great to know, isn't it?
It is great to know.
Yes, because usually tenants are going to not pay their last bill on the way out.
That's right.
I didn't know that. So what does JEA do with them?
they just write it off, it up.
Or follow the person for what the next time they turn on.
Well, the next time they try and turn it on, if there's an outstanding bill in their name,
that's what they'll do.
There you go.
Got it.
You know, there is a way for people who have a home to make some money using their existing home. So the question is, to Airbnb or not to Airbnb? So that's an interesting. People all over the country are doing this. Offering short-term rentals through Airbnb is growing in popularity among homeowners and also investors. And it's no wonder, with Airbnb attracting guests from actually all over the world and hosting in major cities, profit by an average of, get this, Angela, $20,000.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of money. That's $20,000 annually, according to a company called iProperty Management. They're a research and information site. And in the U.S. alone, bookings have increased 45% in the last 12 months. Now, you can rent your whole house. You can rent a room. You can rent the use of your house along with the room. It's really up to you. And interestingly, the fastest growing demographic of property owners becoming Airbnb hosts are people age 65 and over. And women are actually the higher rate than men of renting a part of their home. That surprised me.
Why? Women are really smart.
Well, some people, I would have thought that a woman does not want strangers in their home. But, you know, you can actually select.
You get vetted. When you get in the Airbnb program, you're vetted.
You're vetted, meaning the people that go into your home are vetted.
Both sides are vetted.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Now, it's not for everyone, because taking the plunge into becoming an Airbnb host needs careful consideration and planning, because there are a lot of things to consider. So I want to go over those really quickly. And, of course, there's lots of information on the Airbnb website. But you need to find out, first of all, whether short-term rentals are allowed in your particular city, town, area, whatever, and whether they're allowed with respect to your homeowners association or your condominium association. So you got to check the bylaws. You got to ask your homeowners association. Also, you need to be prepared for the extra work and the extra costs. So let's talk about the extra work. You know, if you're having someone stay in a bedroom, they're expecting to have the beds made. They're expecting to have sheets clean.
Yes.
So you got to change your sheets every day. They're expecting to have, you know, a new bar of soap. They're expecting to have clean towels. You have to do that every day. They're expecting to have probably shampoo in there, just like they're going into a hotel.
Right.
They're usually expecting to have access to the living room to watch TV, to have the ability to use the kitchen to cook. Now, your guest may not do that. It may be just a businessman that's coming for the day, just needs a bed to sleep in. You can choose to have your whole home rented, like if it's a golf tournament, you can rent out your whole home, or you can just have a room. It, you know, Airbnb, by the way, is going to help you with pricing, but you can also set the price that you want for your room, and they'll help you to determine what the price is. And by the way, you got to look at who your target market is. Now, here's the interesting thing. It's not just for places like Ponte Vedra. There are people doing this in Orange Park, anywhere. One of our first-time homeowners, young couple, are doing this. They're getting as much in income as their mortgage
More. They're paying all their bills with the Airbnb.
Yeah, they're getting over $1,500 a month. It's amazing.
Yes.
What they're getting. Now, it may not be for you, but it may be. You can go onto Airbnb's site and see whether it's
But what's
for
the downside? Taxes, homestead exemption, right? Because it's a business.
It is a business.
Yes. Remember, Jerry was on a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. Talk to your tax accountant. But this is a way to help you make ends meet.
Yes.
And we are not suggesting that you do it. We're just saying that it is an option. We'll be right back.
WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections. 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. It is such a beautiful, happy Saturday here at Real Estate Radio.
Yeah. Hey, you know what buyers really want?
What do buyers really
they
want?
They really want big closets.
Ooh, everybody wants big closets.
So you know how to, if you're a seller, you know how to make them look bigger?
I do.
You do.
It's an optical illusion, yes.
Yeah. Neaten up your shelves by putting items in bins, fold your towels and sheets neatly, and make and your blankets, too. Make them look neater. Also remove, this is your favorite.
Everything from the floor. Everything.
Except, of course, shoes. Yeah, you can leave shoes on the floor. With shoes, put the left or right shoe on top of the other so that the shoes take up half of the floor
space.
They
make little organizers for that.
Yeah.
You can buy them on Amazon or whatever, and it really does take up less space, so that's cool. Mine are actually still all in boxes, and the boxes they came in labeled with what they are. But anyway, something to make it look nice and tidy. The other thing I would do that helps a lot with this is if it's summertime, take your winter clothes out, because then it makes your closet look super spacious, right?
And put it in the spare bedrooms.
And put it in a spare bedroom, and then do the opposite of that. When it's winter, bring those clothes back, get your summer clothes out. And so you always have the appearance of having a lot of space. So our eye, if every single white inch is filled, then we think, oh, the closets are too small. So we just have to trick our minds, and you leave room at the top of the closet and room at the bottom of the closet and thin out the closet. And then you have the perfect closet where people can walk in and go, wow, this is so big. All my stuff's going to fit.
Yeah. What some people do, too, if they have high ceilings, is they put an extra shelf way up. And put things up there.
It's a smart design idea.
It is.
Yes.
And then they can put their house on the market and get it sold. and then we can talk about it on our hot deal of the day.
Woo!
Now, our first one that we're going to talk about, they don't have to do any neatening because it is a brand spanking new custom built home.
Yeah, it's brand new.
Not
so
only
there's
that,
nothing to do. And the closets are exactly what you said, two levels because they have the tall ceilings.
Yeah, not only that, it is on the water. Not only that, it has a dock.
Yes.
Now, here is one of the coolest parts. It has nothing to do with the house. You know what the builder showed me the other day?
What's that?
He showed me a video of when he was building the house.
Yes.
Where he went out back.
Yes.
And he took a video of a mother and calf of a manatee.
Oh,
right,
that's so cute.
Out back.
Obie's going to let us use that.
Yeah,
advertising.
He did.
That's
he sent it to
cute.
Many. I'm going to put it on the multiple listing service. This is on the
Excellent.
Trout River. Custom built home with a dock, 2,600 square feet, 4-bedroom, 3 full baths, plus a bonus room upstairs. Open floor plan. The house is raised up to minimize flood damage if in the event that it floods, but the house is
no,
really
it's
high
raised up. Yeah.
There's like no potential for this to flood. This has loads and loads of built-ins, loads of cabinet space, great curb appeal, high ceilings, screen lanai. This is not your cookie cutter home at all. A master closet systems, coffered ceiling in the front living room, which could also be a dining room. It's kind of a, not a flex room, but it could be all sorts of different things.
You know what else I like is that it has an upstairs bonus room, and it has a bathroom, and it has a bedroom. So the upstairs is just awesome.
Yeah, one of the bedrooms is upstairs, so you can have
big.
It as a man cave.
See, when you say 2,600 square feet, I'm thinking that just doesn't feel like what I walked through.
Yeah, it feels like about 3,000 square feet.
At least.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. We're gonna. It's $400,000 on the water.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's
It'll
open,
be open tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We're
we'll
going to be there.
There
2 to 4. The address is 6658 River Falls Drive.
Yes.
In a very small community called Trout River Landing. One of the things that we noticed, too, when we were there is how friendly that little neighborhood is. Everybody's out talking, being real nice.
Every time we've been there, yes. And the other thing is I interviewed the neighbors next door because I always like to ask people, what do you like about living here? And they said that it is the most quiet place, and then they just have that kind of serene tranquility on the water. They just feel so comfortable there. They love all their neighbors. The neighbors are real, you know, look out for each other, talk to each other. And it sounds very much like it's a great place to live.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We're going to do an open house today, right after the show as well in Mandarin. Tell everybody about Beauclair Bluff.
Yeah. Y'all come and see us. We're going to be there from 11 to 1. And the address is 9625 Beauclair Bluff. Of course, we'll have signs up. You'll be able to find us easy. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom home. It is 3,044 square feet. It is brick. I'm talking solid brick. I love brick houses. It has a ginormous office space and a formal dining room, a great room with vaulted ceiling, stone fireplace, built-in bookshelves, and a closet that's hiding a wet bar. Very nice. And it has in the kitchen, the kitchen's been redone a few years ago. It's got granite countertops. It's got the pull-out drawers for pots. It has a double pantry. One of the things I love about older homes is the closet space. So, you know, the way they built back in this time period, which was in the 80s, was they had very large rooms. Very, you know, real big boxy rooms, but they also had a ton of closet space. So you just don't find that in today's construction.
8 feet across.
The garage is even a little bit longer. You could put a truck in it with no problem. There's a big patio. The yard is a third of an acre. A third? No, 0.4. 0.4 of an acre. Sorry, I was saying that wrong. And it is value priced at $395. We had our realtor caravan come through, and all the realtors were like, oh, my God, this house is so nice, and it's going to sell quickly. you priced it to sell, and just you got to come out and see it today and see this house and meet us. We'll be there.
11 to 1.
11 to 1.
Okay. We got one more open house to do. It is tomorrow, noon to 2. It's in Aberdeen. Now, if you got a lot of kids and you want a big yard, this is the house for you. It's the largest lot in Aberdeen, and it's probably the biggest house in Aberdeen. 3,500 plus square feet, 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, a 3-car garage, has a loft, has a lanai, huge cul-de-sac lot on a pond, a huge walk-in pantry. When I say walk-in pantry, I mean, you can, like, walk 5 steps in it. It's humongous. Lots of storage.
I'm thinking you could put a bed in there. It's huge.
Sleep where you eat. Is that it, Angela? Lots of storage everywhere. There's a California bar in the kitchen, convection oven. All of the bedrooms are big enough for 2 beds.
Yes.
I mean, this house is built for a big, big family. The master's down, 4 other bedrooms up. Great amenities in this neighborhood, $450,000. And it's just a big house for a big, big family.
Yes.
High ceilings on both floors. It's open tomorrow, again, from noon to 2. The address is 105 Gillie Brogue, G-H-I-L-L-I-E, and then Brogue, B-R-O-G-U-E, in Aberdeen.
Yes. So
by the way, all of these
schools are great.
Yeah. All of these you can see on our website, which is angelaandhoward.com.
It is indeed.
All right.
Yes. We have more time, right?
Yes. We have a couple more minutes.
So one of the other homes we have listed that is just looking for a new family to come by it is 2461 Stony Glen, and that's in Eagle Harbor. It's a 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom, 3,379 square feet. It has a living room, a family room with fireplace, a lanai, plus a patio. 1 bedroom and bath is upstairs, built by Koppenbacher, who's one of my favorites. It has a brand new kitchen, not like remodeled. No, a brand new kitchen, white shaker cabinets with granite. It has a huge walk-in pantry, tile and wood floors. There are arched windows, really pretty details, very high ceilings, and great curb appeal. And that one is priced at $379.9.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's a great value. It really is a great value. It's just waiting on the right family who could benefit from 5 bedrooms.
Yeah.
Also,
One more quick one.
Oh, one more?
Yeah.
Just one? I have 2.
Don't have time.
Oh, I don't have time.
Well, let me tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
Folks, you know, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. We're doing this radio show to give back to the community. We want to thank you for listening and for your support. And if we can help you in any way with your real estate needs, then call us after the show. Angela doesn't have her phone, so you're just going to have to call me, 687-8161. You need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial transaction probably in your life. Angela and I are here to help you. We work 7 days a week for you. And, come and see us after the open house. Listen to Angela tonight on I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay. And stick around for the Van Wees. They'll tell you what's been going on this past week in the financial sector. Do we have a thumbs up, thumbs down, or sideways? We got a sideways from one of the Van Wees and a thumbs up from the other one. So it'll be a great show. So hang on and listen with them. Have a great week. We'll be back with you next week. God bless.